Welcome to the Living Through Heart podcast. I'm Donna Joyasha and I'm an analytical hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, a magnetic mind coach, and a multi-award winning best-selling author. I believe that everybody is capable of creating whatever they want if they can just get out of the beliefs and stories in their head. This podcast is an audio blog of my thoughts as I go on a journey to heal my soul, surrender into my feminine power, and to live from the present moment in heart. I hope you find it amusing, interesting, thought-provoking, touching, raw, and inspiring. And today I want to talk to you about being purposeful and the power of having purpose within your business, about how keeping purpose front of mind allows you to be strategic with your time and energy. So I can remember when I first started trying to build my business online and I basically had no idea what I was doing. I knew that I was meant to be on social media and I was running around with no clear system or strategy, posting everywhere. And I was a little like a rabbit with my tail on fire. Okay. Just like running. And I was creating a lot of motion, but no momentum because I had no clear purpose. And I want to talk to you about how important it is for us to have purpose so that we can save our time and energy and get more done. So first of all, what is the purpose? We're going to talk about purpose. What is the purpose of being on social media? Okay, so one, it's to give value. Two, it's to build rapport and grow know, like, and trust. Three, it's to attract your ideal client and show up as the one who can help them. Four, it's to grow a following or to build a tribe. And five, it's to get people to take some sort of action. So whether or not it's to grow your email list, which is always a good reason, a good thing to be doing on social media. So then when you look at social media as a whole, it's like, well, which social media platform should I be on? Should I be on Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest? Maybe I should be doing YouTube or Instagram or Twitter. And then there's the question of, should you be blogging or vlogging or creating a podcast? And then on top of that, there's always new platforms that are emerging. I mean, I have to be honest, I don't know what TikTok is. I have no idea. So if you are wondering, with all the choices around, which one should you be concentrating your energy on, I've got some useful information for you. The important thing isn't which platform you should be concentrating on. The important thing is that whichever one you choose, you are consistent and strategic in how you use them. So what do I mean by that? Well, I've just talked about how tempting it can be to spread yourself thin across all the platforms because that's what you've been told you have to do. You're told you should be on LinkedIn. You're told you should be on Facebook. You should have a Facebook group. You should have a Facebook page. Pinterest is the new thing. And you spread yourself too thin. But if that is you, I want you to stop, take a deep breath and relax and know that it is better for you to do one platform and for you to do it consistently and well than for you to act like a thin layer of peanut butter on the world's biggest slice of bread. Because let's face it, nobody likes a thin layer of peanut butter. It just lacks the impact of that mouthful of nutty goodness that a big, thick layer of peanut butter is. Okay, so don't be a thin layer of peanut butter. Don't be almost tasteless. Don't be unmemorable, all right? Once you have your strategy in place, so you work out a strategy for your one, choose your one platform, and then commit to being consistent on that platform. And don't judge yourself daily by what's happening. You want to be consistent for a good 6 months before you even stopped to look at your results, before you even start to judge how well you're doing, okay? So once you have chosen that and you're going to commit to being consistent on it, you need to have a strategy in place that allows you to create the content, all right? And then once you've got a strategy that allows you to easily post content and to place content well on that one platform, then you can start to expand that strategy so that different platforms can come into it without it being an extra burden for you. Okay, then you can diversify. But first, you need to learn how to create the quality content on that one platform. Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing you need to be thinking about at all whenever you're creating your content, no matter what platform you're using, okay? And that is purpose. So there needs to be a premeditated purpose behind everything that you do. Purpose is the difference between posting strategically to grow your business versus randomly putting stuff out on social media because that's what you think you have to do. So you have to know what is the purpose behind everything that you do, and more importantly, what is your purpose for your audience? So what is your goal behind your posting and behind that particular post? What is the one thing that you want someone to do once they have read your post or your article or watched your video? Maybe you want them to comment. Maybe you want them to like something. Maybe you want them to subscribe. Maybe your goal is to get them to a Facebook group or onto an email list. Maybe it is for them to sign up for a webinar or to buy something for you. Or perhaps your goal for that post is just to give value and build rapport. Whatever it is, start with the end in mind and then create content that leads to that goal being accomplished. Now, these goals for your business are going to shift and change as your business shifts and changes, but they should be goal-oriented about what you're currently doing within your business. Now, the other thing to think about is that a lot of people confuse their audience by asking them to do too many things, and if you confuse them, you lose them. So always have that one thing and only that one thing that you're going to ask them to do whenever you give them a call to action. So the challenge comes when you're creating content for a platform that's going to transcend time, like as the search engines like Pinterest or YouTube or podcast. So when people are searching for something and your content that you've created pops up 3 years from now, is the link that you have given them going to be relevant? Because just because you are growing your Facebook group now, that might not be where you want your time and energy to be in the future. Just because you are leading to a particular webinar now, that may not be the webinar that you're using in 3 or 5 years' time. Maybe by then you're driving people to a membership site or to a sales page. So your purpose now will change as you and your business evolves. So for those content areas where it's like a search engine, you need to be strategic with the links that you create and have a really good think about it. So how can you create calls to action in a way that will ensure you against time? Well, the easiest way to do this is to use links where you can switch out the actual destination so that the content you create now will still be serving you in the future. So for instance, for my podcast, you might notice that my link that I'm using is donnajoyasha.com/resources. So that link is actually a pretty link that I have in my website, and then that pretty link is going to take you to where I want you to go. And the reason I've done that is because I know in the future, for instance, at the moment I'm using donnajoyasha.com because I'm still building out the podcast website. And in the future, I'm going to have a different resources page, so I want to be able to direct you there. So you can use pretty links on your website to take people to a webinar, and then you can switch that pretty link out if your webinar in the future changes. If you're just going to have one webinar and not just to add, keep layering up. Or you could use a bit.ly link and then redirect that link in the future, but bearing in mind that you need a pro account to do that. So there's also, I've heard talk that some platforms don't like bit.ly links, so keep that into consideration if you are considering bit.ly. So the other thing you could do is you could create a resources page like I have done on your website, and then you change out what people see on that resources page or where that link is going to take them. Okay, so I hope that you've got something out of this purpose. So let's just summarize what I've been talking about. So first of all, be purposeful in what you're doing on social media. Choose one platform and then show up there consistently. 2, create a system that's going to allow you to do that with ease to free up your time and energy. 3, once you have that system in place, you can start to spread your impact to other platforms, but only once you can do that easily and not spread yourself thin, okay? 4, know your purpose for everything you create. So every time you create a piece of content, think, what is my purpose behind this piece of content? What do I want people to do? What do I want people to think? What do I want people to feel when they come across this piece of content? And then create and use links that are going to allow you to change where you send people as your main purpose for your business changes. Okay, so don't forget, whatever you do, do it consistently and do it with purpose. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Living Through Heart podcast. To find out more about me and Living Through Heart, check out donnajoyasha.com and livingthroughheart.com. There you'll find links to everything you need, including some free tools to help you and ways you can work with me on your own soul healing journey.